Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Welcome to the next edition, the next episode of WP Coffee Talk. I am here in Rochester, and most of my guests are not in the Rochester area, but as you know, I do have some WordPress friends in Rochester, and tonight's guest is actually one of those people. So Marianne Reisig and I have known each other for several years now, and we only know each other through WordPress. I mean, we do have some other connections we discovered later on, but our entire friendship has been based on the WordPress community, and now we're just friends who happen to do WordPress as opposed to WordPress people who are becoming friends. And so I appreciate that about you, Marianne. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. So this is Marianne Reisig. And Marianne, you live basically on the other side of Rochester. So we're not exactly, you know, close, but not too bad. And so tell us about, you know, who you are and what you do.
Okay. Well, I have been working in web development for about 20 years and mostly in the higher ed arena. And I've been using WordPress for a long time. I think 2005, 2006, somewhere around there. And in every job and throughout my career, I've always found a way to use WordPress in every job I've had.
I love it. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And you work at a college now. So where do you work?
I do. I work at St. John Fisher College in Rochester.
And what's special about St. John Fisher College and WordPress?
We do lots of fun things with WordPress. It's not our main CMS for our main college website, but we use it for tons of stuff for other purposes. The biggest thing we've done is we kind of have revolutionized the way that we build forms on campus, web forms, and we've set up, we started with Gravity Forms about 4 years ago, and it just took off like gangbusters. And we ended up with, it was on a single install and it got so popular. I think we had, at one point we had 250 forms on this site.
And
so what we ended up doing was a year ago, we turned it into a multi-site so that we could split up the management of it and give the right people the right access to their forms. And so I think now we're down, we've done some culling of the forms. I think we're down to about 125 active forms now.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, it's still a lot, but it's really cool. And so that's one of the big things that we do with WordPress. And we also run our catalog with it. And which that's been a really cool, cool, fun project to do. And, you know, a few other things. We have some faculty sites that we run there and special projects we do on WordPress, that kind of stuff.
That's awesome. And St. John Fisher is also home of the WordCamp Rochester for last year and this year again.
Yeah, we're doing it again there. It's in October and October 5th. And we have had... We had a great time last year at Fisher. It was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I agree. We'll talk about that a little bit more coming up, but and the fact that we are also doing some co-working events there this summer too. So
right, we are.
So, yeah, so we'll talk about that more in a minute. But first I want to say, show me your mug.
Oh, my mug. Here's my mug. Can you see it?
WP Campus.
Yes, my WP Campus. I love this. This is my coveted mug.
And it looks like you're drinking water.
I am drinking sparkling water tonight because it's a little late for coffee for me.
So. Yeah. And we'll talk about why WP Campus is important to you coming up in a few minutes too. Okay. I am also drinking sparkling water. I have lime flavored and I am in my Give tumbler.
Oh, I love it.
I've got a Give pint glass here. It's actually on both sides, which is nice. So it doesn't matter which hand you drink out of. You and I both see Give on it. And I've got lime, like I said, lime flavored water. And my goal is not to spill it in my keyboard while we're talking tonight.
Good.
So please don't. If I do, I'm just going to pretend like I didn't do it. And I'll have a soggy lap and nobody will ever be the wiser. So so tell us, how did you get started with WordPress?
How did I get started? My first higher ed job, I came across Word. One of my coworkers had mentioned WordPress to me. And so I downloaded it and I got it installed, and I learned, you know, I picked it up pretty quickly on how to get it installed. And I, even back then, it was pretty much a blogging software. And I was like, we could use this as a CMS. I was like, there's gotta be a way. We gotta be able to way to figure that out. And then as it evolved, I was able to take that and, you know, I loved it. And I said, I got to put everything I'm doing at work and on my side jobs and all the side, I got to use WordPress doing it. So I played around with a couple other CMSs for a while. There was, and it's still around, you know, Concrete 5. I ran a couple websites on Concrete 5 for a while. And so I tried them out. I tried out all the open source stuff, and I always came back to WordPress. I always liked it. It was easy to use. There was always a plugin for whatever functionality I wanted to find. I did a little, you know, I dabble a little in plugin development and doing some, working on some themes. You know, we're building some custom themes for campus, for hopefully we'll get those launched in a couple of months, that kind of stuff, you know. So that's where it started, was just playing around with it. My first job was tons of open source. They did not, everything we did was open source. So it was really a good fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love the open source nature of WordPress, not just because the software itself is open to everybody, but because it actually really creates a community around it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I think if it wasn't open source, we wouldn't have that same community built around it. Because there, I don't think there wouldn't be the volunteers, there wouldn't be the people that really make it what it is. So,
yeah. Right. And just.
I was going to say, we might not be friends because we might not have met.
Right. Really. So many good friends of mine that I've met through WordPress. It's really amazing. Yeah,
for sure. But I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
I think it was just that same open source. We had all the other big software systems that we were running were all open source there. And I had my boss at the time, who is a brilliant programmer, he was just like, you can find an open source solution to everything. So that was always his challenge to me, was find an open source solution to whatever is in front of you.
Yeah. I think that's a great solution. That's good advice for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. What's something that you think that people don't focus enough attention on when they're building a site? So something that might make a site better.
I think mostly is, I mean, I'm a big on the accessibility right now. I mean, and I have always been since the beginning of my career. Accessibility has been on my radar and something that I was aware of and taught other people how to do, and that along those lines. But I think one thing that I see a lot is that they're just the busyness of some websites. Like I'm always wanting to simplify things. And when people ask me to look at their websites, I'm like, one font, just use one font to start with, you know, don't pick three, don't pick two, just use one, you know, and then that kind of stuff, like just simplify your things. Like for me, I'm not a super good designer. I mean, I can take somebody's design and build a website, but it's one of those things, like I know what looks good when I see it, and I know when something hits me and I'm like, ooh, something's wrong with that, you know. It's usually because there's too much going on a website. So I'm all about make it as simplify it and make it as easy as possible. Sometimes it's too hard. Like what do you want your visitor to do on your website? They can't figure it out. Like make it super easy, super simple. Less is more.
Mm-hmm. And less is more, a lot of the time, but it doesn't necessarily mean less like content. It just means the way you design it. Right. So I've often said, if you go to amazon.com, there is so much information, like that whole homepage, but you know exactly what you're supposed to do and you know exactly how to navigate. And so the design itself, although it's not necessarily pretty, it's functional.
Right.
Totally functional. So no, I completely agree with you. And that's better for accessibility anyway.
Right. I have to give a shout out to our web team at St. John Fisher. They have done a fantastic job with our main website. We it was redesigned. We did a huge redesign 2-3 years ago now. And that was the one big thing that they wanted to do, was to simplify it. And they've really stuck to it. Like, they have really made it, it's super simple, you know, easy to find. If you can't find something, the search button's always there. And I think, and at first we had this reaction, was like, oh, well, where's this and where's that? And from the old site, you know, and it's that change, getting people comfortable with things changing. And they've done a really great job with really keeping it simple.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's just aesthetically pleasing. It's, you can, if you come to a good design site, it's almost like you feel your body relax. Like, oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, that's really, you know, one thing that I was, that you mentioned that is, I've been trying with doing, responsive websites, trying to get, it easier to read on a phone, because I'm getting a little older. So reading things on a phone is getting a little harder for me. And I've been noticing, okay, these websites that have really big, margins on their mobile sites, I'm like, oh, I can read this. And I'm like, yeah, I need to implement this on everything. Like, the way that is set up for the responsive, I'm like, I need to put some more margins in there, you know, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. My bifocals help me too, I'm not going to lie.
I have special glasses for the screens now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The yellowish tint, it really helps, doesn't it? Cuts the blue.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. It's fun getting old, isn't it?
Oh, sure.
So funny. When you think over your career, especially WordPress, so let's stick to WordPress. What's something that when you started in WordPress, you wish you'd known that you've learned since, that, man, that would have made my life easier?
Oh, you know, I've been thinking about this, and I think the one thing for me is that you don't need a plugin for everything. Like, you can find a simple solution with 3 lines of code sometimes that could also be done with a plugin. But learning that kind of thing, that you don't always need a plugin, and sometimes you can use, we've developed instead of using a functions file, we've put the functions into a plugin, and then all of your functions, no matter what theme you use, those special functions that you need for your website will go with you. And, it's built into a plugin and not in the themes, in the theme. So if you change themes, you don't lose it. Boy, if I had known that 10 years ago,
it made a difference.
It would have made a huge difference. Yes. Yeah.
I hear you. That's so funny. Yeah. Now, I know you've spoken at camps before, right?
Yep.
And you have attended, of course.
Yeah.
So when you think back over your experiences in meetups and camps, what is a moment or two that really kind of bubbles up to the top as an inspirational moment or a pivotal moment for you with WordPress?
I think that there were two. The first WordCamp I went to in Rochester was like, where have I been? Why have I not been doing this? I was sitting in a session. I don't even know who was speaking, but I just was thinking, I got so much out of that first WordCamp for myself, just learning and just thinking, I was so blown away by it all, you know, that there were so many other people that do what I do, and why hadn't I joined in a long time ago? The other moment was the first WP campus I went to was 3 years ago, and I went to that conference, and there are two really awesome higher ed conferences that I've attended. I know there are others and they do regional ones and that stuff, but High Ed Web is web professionals all over the country. It's a huge conference now, and it is so fantastic. They have, they do great stuff with that. And then Rachel started WP Campus about 4 years ago, and then they had the first conference. And when I went to that, was just for the higher ed arena for me was that just opened up so much for me, and I learned so much, and just stuff that blew me away that people were doing, and stuff that I could actually take home and implement, and really just all these people that it's great to have a community not only to reach out to, but you sit in the same room and you're like, oh, we're all trying to solve the same problems with the same, you know, with the same systems, you know, with the same, with WordPress, you know, with how, you know, all the campus infrastructures, they're all different, but we're all trying to use WordPress in some way, you know.
Yeah.
There's some really interesting ways to use WordPress out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. No, I completely agree with you. And there's some people doing some pretty innovative things.
Yes. Yep.
For sure. So tell us a little bit more. I know that you, I think the first project I ever saw that you worked on is you, I think you messaged me in Facebook because we weren't even using Slack yet.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, so look what I did. And it was that catalog project that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that was pretty cool. And I was like, wow. And I was like, hey, do you want a little bit of code to stick that footer to the bottom? And I was like, look, I gave the developer code.
Yeah, it was so awesome because I couldn't figure it out.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. That was fun. I was like, that felt like a table's turned a little bit because as everybody who's heard me say on the show before, I don't really do code. I mean, I know CSS, I know HTML, that kind of stuff.
If you want to find a way to do it, ask Michelle.
I can Google like the best of them.
Maybe. I know, right? I am a professional Googler. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. If I could get paid for Googling, I would be so rich.
I know.
But tell us some of the other stuff that you've worked on, whether it's, you know, for, I know you've done some stuff for nonprofits. We've worked on some projects together. We did that hackathon. So just, you know, talk a little bit about your involvement in the WordPress community and what you've done with WordPress.
Sure. I call them my side projects, my side hustles, are mostly nonprofits that I've worked with. And probably my favorite one is gvrc.org. And that's, I've owned and run that website. I think it's 17 years. I think that's how long, might even be longer than that now. But that is a website for a camp for kids with disabilities. And I've been a part of that camp for a really long time. I worked there. I was a camper there as a child. And so anyway, they needed a website, you know, 15, 20 years ago. And I took that on. And so, and I've always used WordPress for it from day one. It's gone through a few iterations. We're actually working on a redesign right now, but, that is,
I think you and I are going to be working on that together.
Yeah,
right?
We're gonna do that. Yeah, for sure. We definitely, it needs to be done. But that website has been so pivotal for me because it's a place where I've been really able to learn things, and I could go in and kind of really tinker around before I even had like local development set up for myself. Mm-hmm. I would just tinker around with that website and try and get things working. Cause if it, you know, if I broke something, nobody really cared, you know, nobody really knew what was going on. So I was able to learn a lot. And also now, you know, it's a vehicle. It's a really great fundraising vehicle. It's a great way to get parents to get on the site during camp for that 1 week a year. They have one place to go. And now, I mean, now with the advent of social media, we can tie it all together. But yeah, that's been really, really just not only learning for me, but beneficial for the organization too. But the one really cool thing that I love about that website is that my friend who lived in, she grew up in Northern Pennsylvania. And as a kid, she's in a wheelchair and she didn't have any place where she could go to summer camp. And she always wanted to go to camp. And so she got online and she found us. And she sent a message to the directors and said, hey, I'm a little bit out of your area of where you usually take campers from, but this is where I live. Can I come to camp? And she came, and it was awesome. She's such a wonderful person. And we had, so I was like, somebody found us and was able to come to camp because of that website. And I feel like that is, if you know, that's a huge win happy, you know.
Oh, so, gosh, absolutely.
She's aged out, and we still all keep in touch, and, you know, it's wonderful. We've all remained friends, so it's really awesome.
And that is exciting.
Yeah, so there's some other local, I run a website for a local, what do they do? It's like a social justice organization. They do lots of education for the community. And I run my brother's fish business and, you know, that kind of stuff all on WordPress.
And there's a political, right? Don't you have a political site too in Alaska?
No, I don't have, I don't, oh, I ran the, her, my sister-in-law's election website. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right, yeah.
For her. And she's a state, she won her election, and she's a Alaska state legislator now. So that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. And what else? What are the other ones? I don't know. There's a bunch of, they're all listed. And like I said, I run my own website. You know, I've been trying to blog, do some more blogging, and I have a whole bunch in the pipeline, because now we're coming around to WP Campus is in three weeks, and then Word Camp is in the fall, so I'm trying to do some blogging around those things, and I've got some other web development stuff that I want to put out there, some stuff that I've been working on. So
that's exciting.
Yeah,
I love it. And I love, because you and I are friends and kind of work on some projects here and there, and I always get it wrong, GVRC?
Right.
Letters in the right order?
Yeah.
The GVRC.org website, I think, is one of the, it might be the only, but at least one of the few websites that's actually running both of the plugins that I support in my day job.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're doing fundraising through Give on that site, and you also have your reviews coming in through WP Business Reviews.
Yep.
So
yeah,
that's kind of like, so it's like the unicorn in my world.
Yeah. And that's why we got to redesign it so we can utilize those better.
That's right. Highlight them a little bit better for sure. Oh, that's fun.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
You and I actually worked together last year to build a hackathon.
Yeah.
And so we had the hackathon, and, you know, luckily you work at a great place and convince people to let us use the space really well. And so we actually had a hackathon at St. John Fisher College last summer, and we built three websites. We had 18 people, I think, there during the day.
Yeah.
We built three websites in one day for three different nonprofit organizations.
Yeah, it was really awesome. Yeah. Cool. Fisher is so, they've been very generous with donating space and stuff for us. I mean, anytime I wanted to use the space, they said, oh, yeah, you know, my department will sponsor it and they'll let us do it. So
that's awesome. Mm-hmm. They're very generous that way, which is awesome. Yeah.
Yes.
They're very community oriented as well.
They are. Yes. Yeah. So
that's awesome. So you are very much also involved in planning WordCamp now. So I was the lead organizer for the very first two WordCamp Rochesters. Mm-hmm. You took over that last year as I started to phase out, and I am hands off this year with the WordCamp Rochester, and you are the lead organizer for the second year this year.
Yes, yeah, and it's been we have such an awesome group of people working on it too. Like, you brought all those people together, which is, thank you for that, because man, that I love those, that crew is just, everything's done. Like, we're 4 months out and it's done, you know, like, they're so good.
You were tweeting out the schedule today, and I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah, we did. We launched the schedule today, and I am just so excited about the speaker lineup that we have for WordCamp Rochester. Is really some really influential people in the security world right now, and just, you know, really great. A wide array of WordPress stuff. There's something for everybody. And I really like that, because no matter where you are, if you're a beginner or you're a developer, you can come and learn something. And it's just so, I love when people come in the door, they're all excited for the day. And then they walk out at the end of the day and like, my mind is blown, you know, and everybody's so tired. And it's so like, it's very energizing, but it's exhausting at the same time.
And then we all go party at the after party.
Yes, right. And it's like, you just have to, you know, I always try to sit down the next day and write down stuff that you, you know, those, what does my old director call them? The golden nuggets, you know, what were your golden nuggets from that conference? You know, cause there's always, you always get, you know, two or three of those that really stick with you.
Yeah. Golden nuggets is better than what's the postmortem. I've heard people say you have to have a postmortem after this, like nothing died.
right.
It was very lively.
I like, you know what I like? And this was something my coworker taught me was doing a pre-mortem. So like talking about how before you launch a project, like talking about all the things that could go wrong and how you would fix them. So it makes your post-mortem go way easier, you know, but that's it. She's got great ideas. And
That's great.
Yeah. It's cool. WordCamp Rochester should be a whole lot of fun this year. I think
that's awesome. Great time. And you're speaking at WP Campus this year.
Speaking at WP Campus in a couple.
So what are you talking about?
I'm talking about data automation from Gravity Forms. So
fascinating.
It sounds super boring, but it's bad. I know, but like when you are intaking as much data as we are from our web forms, it's so hard to process that data when it comes in via email. There has to be, you know, better ways to get it to our data processors. And essentially, I've been working on it for the last couple of years on how to get all of that data that comes out of those forms into a format that is scheduled, and it's batched into specific type of like CSV files, and we do some PDFs, you know, so that they can upload them into our student information systems in one file. You know, they have everything comes out on certain days of the week, and they can build it into their schedule so they can schedule the data imports. And so it's been really a huge learning process for not only me on the technical side, but from the data processing side. We have this amazing group of people who work in our data processing center. They just know so much about how the college runs. It's amazing to me, because I just think I could never retain all of that. But anyway, so working with them has been a really great experience, and figuring out what they need and how to make it all work in a managed way. Cause once you know, it's a lot of data to manage. So anyway, that's an interesting topic for people in higher ed. Cause we all do that. We all intake all this data, and to try to manage it is really hard. So I just am going to bring some of what I've done, my case, you know, use cases and how other people could take those ideas and implement them on their own campus.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Are they recording it?
Yes, it's being live streamed as well.
Oh, very good. So if people are interested, they can watch it.
Yep. Go to wpcampus.org, and the live stream will, it's free. I don't even know if you have to register. But we do, the live stream is a courtesy that we do every year. And, I'm on the planning team for WP Campus, and I'm the volunteer coordinator. So if you're in higher ed and you're coming to Portland and you want to volunteer, come find us. Cause you know, we always could use some more help.
You and I are very similar in that, I'm doing so much. I'm planning this. I'm planning. Oh, you need us to do one more thing? Okay, I'm in.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Sure. We can squeeze it in.
One more thing.
Right.
I always heard if you need something done, you ask a busy person, because they know how to get it accomplished.
Yeah, that it's true. There's a lot of truth in that.
Yeah, for sure.
But W Campus is in Portland, so I'm super excited
Oregon, not Maine.
Oregon, yes. I love Portland, Oregon. It's so great. So, yeah.
I can't wait to see your pictures. I'll live vicariously through you.
I'll post lots of them. So I'm going up a few days early to, I'm going to go see some friends and stuff in Seattle. So I'm going to drive down. It'll be a beautiful drive. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Fantastic. Yeah, for sure. And summertime is when you want to do that, not in the winter.
Right, right. Not the rainy season. You want the sunny season.
Exactly. For sure, for sure. So let's shift gears a little bit and talk about, you know, just kind of go through my, what I call the rapid fire questions.
Okay.
If you were going to advise somebody who's building their site for the first time, which of course you and I do sometimes at mm-hmm. meetups and at co-working. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to advise, what are two or three plugins that you would advise or recommend to somebody who's setting up their own website for the first time?
For the first time, really simple SSL, and make sure you talk to them about how important it is to have an SSL cert set up for your website. First thing, before you even, before you do anything, you make sure it's secure. Gravity Forms, of course. And what are my other go-tos? I should have brought up my...
Your list?
My favorites, my WordPress.org plugin favorites. What else is in there? I use Next Active Directory a ton, but that's for work. If you have an Active Directory and you want to do single sign-on, it's a fantastic plugin for that. Mm-hmm. What else is on my list? Some sort of security plugin. I use Defender, which I really like. And I know, you know, WordFence, Sucuri, whatever hosting you're going to get on, you know. So someone else building their website for the first time. I would say also, talk about their hosting too. Learn about what hosting is and how it works. Really the foundational stuff. Usually people come to you and me after they have already signed on with someplace. So
it's hard to
be like, oh, you pick that one, you know, but you do the best you can and, you know, wait till their year's up and then you move them somewhere else. You know?
Exactly. And I've learned to appreciate managed hosting too. So for people who really don't know what they're doing and they see a cPanel and the sweats and those terrors start in, mm-hmm. managed WordPress hosting especially is good. And, you know, one of our sponsors, and I actually haven't talked about them during an episode before, but one of our sponsors is Helix Managed WordPress Hosting.
Yeah, I was talking
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, they are doing a good job for me. So they've been hosting me for about 2 weeks so far, and I don't have to worry about updating my plugins. I don't have to worry about backups. They're doing all of that for me. So I can kind of set it and forget it when it comes to some of those things. And I'm not used to doing that. So it's
that's really cool.
Yeah, it's almost like I sent my website to the spa and somebody else is taking care of it.
That is a great analogy right there. It is. There are some really great managed hosting out there too. And it really is for someone starting out, that's a great suggestion for people. I would, you know, definitely recommend that, especially if it's somebody who is creative and just wants to build their content and mm-hmm. has, and that's their focus.
Right.
It is really great. And especially what's going on in the security world right now, mm-hmm. that really, it can be a scary landscape right now with running a WordPress site. You have to be, you have to be a bit knowledgeable about what you're installing, and mm-hmm. you can't just blindly install plugins anymore, as we've seen in the last year and what's going on. It's really, it's important to know that, because I mean, knock on wood, I got a website hacked for the first time in 10 years in the last 2 months. So I had a website hacked, but I took it as an opportunity. It wasn't, I rebuilt the site because it needed to be done anyway. So I took that. I said, this is my opportunity. And I redesigned and redid the website and got rid of and fortunately I was able to find what the problem was and mitigate it quickly. And
good.
Yes. Yeah. So it wasn't too awful bad yet, but it's never fun no. to go to a website and be like, what is going on? You know,
it's even worse when the client calls you.
Yes.
What's going on with my website?
Right. Right. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's for sure.
Yeah.
At any point in your WordPress journey, whether mm-hmm. when you were starting out or any point along the way, have you had a mentor? And who was it?
I had a mentor. Yes. Oh, there's been so many. So, I mean, I would say starting out, I give a shout out to Kirk Ann from SUNY Geneseo. He was my first mentor, and he is a brilliant guy. And I am still lucky enough to call him my friend to this day. It's been 21 years since I started in higher ed, and he's, you know, I still get to see him once in a while, which is really nice. I had some really great folks that I worked with there. Who else along the way? And WordPress. Who else? I would say in the last few years has been the folks at WP Campus. Mm-hmm. And you, of course, have been so helpful to me. And our lead organizers, Sarah and Tricia and Nick, have all had fantastic ideas and have taught me so much about the WordPress world, the freelance WordPress world, and there is a difference, you know, between mm-hmm. what I'm doing every day and what folks in the freelance world is. So it's really opened my eyes about how I can be a part of that, and actually I can help other people. But they've been, you know, you all have been great mentors for me, just to how to get involved. And I had, you know, I've done the couple jobs I had right before we moved to New York, just professional mentors, at University of Tennessee Press. My boss and friend, both my bosses there were just fantastic, Jennifer and Scott. And, they weren't super technical people, but they had these skills that I had never seen before in a professional setting, and they're just brilliant and wonderful in their own ways, you know. So I learned a lot from them. Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess one other, like at St. John Fisher, I've had really great people to collaborate with, and mm-hmm. Jeff, a guy named Jeff, and he's actually running his own, he's not at Fisher anymore, he's running his own really awesome web business. Mm-hmm. And then just the team that I'm working with now, they're so creative and so, you know, just brilliant stuff, you know, that you see and you're like, wow. Mm-hmm. I always tell one of my, I'm like, why didn't I think of that? You know, because it's so like, wow, you know. Yeah. So there's, it's where I'm really lucky to have been surrounded by a very supportive community. And as the one thing I'm like, why didn't I get involved with the WordPress community? Why didn't I do it before, you know, before we're the first WordCamp Rochester was the first one I went to. So,
You know, better late to the game than never there at all.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And I want to try to go to some more, do some more traveling to other work camps in the next mm-hmm. couple of years. You know, my kids are getting older and it's getting a little easier to be able to do that. So
we'll have to road trip to some together.
I know, like Hamilton and Ottawa. We got to go to those places because I need
to go. I already am. You got to go with us next time.
I know. And as Ottawa's this weekend?
It is, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So that will be super fun. Are they live streaming that?
No, not live streaming, no.
Okay.
But I'm actually speaking Saturday and Sunday on two different topics.
Oh, great.
So yeah. And I'm on two panels as well. So
whoa.
I'm gonna be a busy girl this weekend. Mm-hmm. I should start putting my slides together soon. Mm. Yeah. Just kidding, half of them are done.
I know. My slides will be done by the end of this week for WP Campus because I got to be prepared. So,
yep, for sure.
Yep.
Who is somebody that you admire in the WordPress community and why?
Well, I'm going to say I'm going to pick Tricia.
Yeah.
I feel like, I mean, she's been on this podcast before, but like she has really done some really cool stuff, mm-hmm. and she's all basically self-taught, And I mean, I think in the open source community, a lot of times we're all self-taught, but I really love some of the stuff that she's come up with in the last few months. And I'm really, so that's someone who I really admire that about, like the stuff that she's doing is really cool. And, I would say, I don't know him personally, but I'm going to meet him, is Mikey Veenstra from WordFence. Mm-hmm. He has done amazing work, and I love the way he evangelizes security in a really user-friendly way. He presents it in a way that is like, anybody can do this. Anybody can understand this. Here are the steps you can take, and he's super funny, and just you know, with the stuff that he has uncovered and stuff, I admire that work too. All the WP Campus crew that has pulled together this conference, they have, they're all over the country, and we pull it together once or twice a week to meet, and you're just like, everybody's going in a million directions, but like for that hour every week, we can come together and just bang it out, what we got to get done and get it done, you know? Which is, that's really cool. I really admire all those people. And sometimes you get that, that imposter syndrome. I know we've talked a lot about that and feeling like, oh, I'm not good enough to be this, or I don't know enough code, or I don't, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then you come together like, oh, we're all in the same boat, you know, and I'm going to know something that you don't know, and you're going to know something that I don't know. And that's why I love higher ed, is because everybody comes together, and the same with the WordPress community. It's open source. It's so collaborative. I really like that. There's not a lot of trade secrets that you can't reverse engineer, you know? Right. So and just, there's so many learning opportunities, and people really, really embrace that. You know, I like that.
Me too. I think that's pretty special.
Yeah.
What's something that you'd like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
What's something you'd like to learn in WordPress, but you haven't tackled yet?
Oh, it's definitely related, but I want to get my, my DevOps process down. So I've stood up, we're moving to Git from a Subversion version control system. So that has to do with WordPress, in that you can, that's how you deploy all your stuff. And I want to learn that automation better. But also I'm kind of doing deep dives into theme development right now. And that's something I really, I'm like, I want to know and understand how some of this stuff works better. And so a lot of times you're like, oh, you just got to get it done, and you just got to make it work. And, you know, like, I got to leave the learning for later, you know?
Right.
So that's the one thing I want to learn, theme development. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. And automation, like, how much can I automate to make things more efficient, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to have to manually do things if I don't have to, you know?
I know, that makes perfect sense, yeah. And I know that you're all about that, like, making things more efficient and even expedient, I guess, is a good way to.
Yes, right. Yeah. And I've learned that it's really, you know, a lot of it is just preparing all the things that you need first, you know, like the tweets, you know, like, just so you sit down, and I think it took 30 minutes to, you know, to get that bank of tweets out there, you know, but hopefully it's going to, as we go forward, it's going to really help everybody's marketing, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So exactly. It really is an ounce of planning, or an ounce of whatever is in the end, you know?
Yeah. That's whatever that phrase is. Somebody will tell us, I'm sure.
Yeah.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yes. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. And it does. And that applies to what we do, applies to so much in life.
I don't know the exact number, but yeah, I think you're my 33rd or 34th interview for WP Coffee Talk already, which just blows my mind. 9 of them are out at this point, at the time that you and I are actually talking. And I'll tell you what, so the very first one I did took me about, from the time I finished recording, and then I sat down and I worked on the editing and figured out how to do this, that, and the other. It was probably a good 3 hours just to get one episode up on the web.
Wow.
And I've got it down to about an hour and a half now. But I know that if I actually wrote down my, well, and I have been writing down the process so that I can tweak it and fine tune it to get it better. Because I can't let this take over all my life.
Right, right, exactly. You know? See, you're my hero.
No, I'm learning it from you.
I'm going to do this thing. Yeah. And now I got 50 million people coming to me to, you know, yeah, I love it.
I'm having so much fun with it. I'm just having a blast. And that's what, I think that's what makes anything worthwhile when you can enjoy what you're doing for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And that is just fantastic. I love you said, I'm going to do this. And now you've got people clamoring.
I'm not sure about clamoring, but Matt Mullenweg did like one of my tweets today. And I was like, what?
That's oh, so can I tell you my story? So I posted something because I'm talking about gravity forms at WP campus, the founder of Gravity Forms, he responded, he liked the tweet, and then he responded to it, and then he followed me.
Ooh, that's exciting.
So that was very exciting. That's cool.
Pretty cool. That's kind of like when Brené Brown responded to one of my tweets, and I was like, she didn't follow me, but she still responded. Little fist bump from Brené Brown.
Right. No, it's like you get that once in a while. That's the little high five you need to.
Yeah, kind of carries you through.
Yeah.
Exactly. Makes you feel real good. It's all those warm fuzzies.
Yes, it is. Yep.
So on the flip side of the warm fuzzies, mm-hmm. What's the biggest WordPress mistake you've ever made, and what did you learn from it? By the way, this is my favorite question. Because it's like, it's the great equalizer, right? So like the best, most impressive developer and the person just starting out, we all make mistakes. And that's what I like about this question.
Yeah.
Not because I like to see that people are fallible, but it really does show that we all put our pants on one at a time.
Right, right. I think the biggest in the last 5 years, the biggest mistake I made was one of them is on that catalog site this is very specific, but I didn't set up the taxonomy right for the way that the data is in the site. And I've had to do so much manual fixing because of that since day one, that we're basically going to redo the whole data structure because of that. So that's kind of a big, like, I was so far down the rabbit hole when I was building the site, and I was kind of doing it by myself. And so next time around, like, or I've learned from that mistake in a huge way. Like, I understand how, you know, taxonomies work and the hierarchies and how it displays and how it pulls out of the database and all that stuff. So now I'm like, please don't ever let me make that mistake again. But I do a little sysadmin work too. And I was going to say, I always tell, like whenever we have a new developer coming in, I always tell them my story of how I did RM-RF on the root of the production web server at one of my first jobs. So it deleted about half of what was on the server before I stopped it. And that was like, we had to back it up we had to restore it from tape. And back when that took a long time to restore stuff from tape.
Yeah.
And so that was a bad day. That was a bad couple of days. So
yeah, I would guess so. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one of my, that's not specific to WordPress, but that's more of a sysadmin thing.
Yeah.
That was a bad day.
We all make mistakes, so we all learn from them.
Yes, yeah, thank God that they were all understanding and they helped me fix it. And they bought me a beer at the end of the day, and it was, you know, it all turned out okay.
And nobody
Right. I still had a job and nobody died. So it was okay.
There you go. Well, let's look at the flip side of that then and say, what's your proudest WordPress moment?
Oh, my proudest WordPress moment. Right to date, I would say that I, this was on one of my sites that I'm working on. I was trying to find a solution. It was in a multi-site, and I was trying to figure something out on how I wanted to pull out, I mean, I won't get too technical, but basically I wanted to do something. I asked support and they said, you can't do that. And I was like, yes, you can. And I figured out a way to do it after support told me that you can't do that. And I did it anyway. I figured out how to code it. It's not the prettiest code, but it works.
I can just picture you going, oh yeah, watch this.
Right. Hold my beer. Yeah. It was one of those. It was a hold my beer moment.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to make this sucker work and you're going to like it.
Right. And I'm not sharing the code with you.
That's right. You can just wonder how it works. Right. Oh, that's awesome. I love that. If you weren't working in web technologies at all, okay, what might be a career that you'd like to attempt?
Wow. I would probably, if I hadn't found this, I probably would be maybe in the teaching field. Maybe. I thought about that a lot. I think we're at that age in our life where like, should I be doing something else with my career, or, you know, should I be shifting careers or any of those? And we all have those thoughts like, oh, I could be doing this other thing maybe. But when I started out, you know, I had visions of being a teacher, so I probably would have ended up in the teaching field in some way, which I kind of ended up there anyway, because I'm in higher ed. I'm not in a classroom, but I'm still, you know, I still need to be able to speak to people and to help people understand things that they may not, you know, not have a, you know, if they're not super technical, you need to be able to talk to people. You can't just talk above their, you know, over their heads. So, I'm, you know, kind of doing that in some way.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm looking forward to my 50th podcast. We're flipping the tables and somebody's going to interview me with my questions.
Really?
So yeah. So I'm not putting a lot of my answers out at this point, cause then I'll have nothing left to say, but I've got some good ones. So I can't wait for you to hear.
Oh, I can't wait. Do you know who's going to be the interviewer?
Chrissy Pollack from Automatic wants to be the one to interview me.
Oh, good.
Me, so.
Yay.
Yeah. So that should be fun. Yeah. That should be fun.
That will be great.
What's something on your bucket list?
Something on my bucket list. Right now I want to go, well, there's two things. I want to go to, I really want to go to New Zealand. One of these days, I will go there. And I actually have a friend from New Zealand who lives here. So, you know, I gotta make that, you know, I gotta take advantage of that connection.
Sure.
and so I'd like to go there. I'd also like to go back to Italy. But what else? What is my bucket list? I feel like we are so lucky in our lives right now that I have this thing like, be happy with what you have right now, you know, and really owning that. Cause it's in our culture, it's really hard to not be looking towards everything you don't have, you know, and trying to remember looking in front of you and all the good things in front of you and what you've built so far in your life. Mm-hmm. And that's so I feel like, my bucket list is, I've done a lot of my bucket list, whatever that is, but there are definitely, there's some traveling I want to do.
Yeah. Traveling is always on, I think there's an element of traveling on almost everybody's bucket list.
I think so.
Places that we'd like to see and things we'd like to do in other locations. So that makes sense. That's not going to be one of my answers when I answer my own questions.
Okay.
But if I was going to travel, I've never been to Europe, and so I'd like to do kind of a tour of Europe. But it's not necessarily a bucket list, but it's a wish list more.
A wish list, right? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
If it happens, great.
Right. Right. And there are so many beautiful places in the world. Excuse me to go to, and even I mean, even here in the U.S. that where we haven't, there's so many beautiful places that I haven't been to in the U.S. that I'd love to go
yeah.
to.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Yellowstone. Yellowstone's on my list. Mm-hmm. I would love yeah. to see Yellowstone. So. Yeah.
I know. I've never been there either.
Yeah. It just looks so, so pretty.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I want to see geysers. show us or tell us about mm-hmm. one of your hidden talents. So something that people in WordPress might not know about you.
Oh, hidden talents. I forgot about this question.
That's funny. You're like,
wow, hidden talent. Well, I would say that I have, and maybe this is just like, it's a family trait, but in times of, like, if something needs to get done, I know that like I have a knack for understanding, like I can look around a room and be like, this needs to get done right now. And no, and being able to pick that up intuitively and I have to be paying attention, obviously, which sometimes I have a hard time doing, but like, that's something I feel like I can come in and be a help. So that's what I can look around and see, okay, this is what needs to get done.
That's pretty cool, actually. And very useful.
Yes.
It is very useful.
Yes.
My last question is, tell us how people can find you. So website, sure. social media.
I'm MarianneReisig.com. That is my website. I have links to all the other websites I work on are there if you need help or, you know, I'm there. I'm on Twitter too. I'm at Stopha6. So Stopha is my, maiden name and it's STPHA6. So it's without the O. If you search my name on Twitter, I'll come up. Okay. And, yeah, those are the two main awesome. Places you can find me, you know, you can contact me from the website.
Awesome. And we'll be putting those in the post as well. So if anybody's listening to this because they're subscribed online, all they have to do is visit wpcoffeetalk.com, find your episode, and they'll find all of your links there as well.
Great. Right. Yep.
Yeah. So if the people are listening, that's where they'll be. Okay. So any last words, any final thoughts?
I just want to say thank you for this opportunity and just a great chance to talk to you and how much I appreciate your friendship and everything that you always show up to help me whenever I have a problem. And like I said, man, you want to know how to get something done, you go find Michelle.
Well, I feel the same way about you. Yeah. I'm very grateful for you to be here and grateful, obviously, to have you as a friend too. And I love the stuff that we work on together. It just, I think is
Let's keep doing exciting. It. Let's do more.
Let's do it. That's right. That's awesome. Fantastic. Well, thanks for being here tonight. Say goodbye to our adoring fans. Okay.
Bye.
I think originally I said like all 12 of them, but we've actually, we've been played over 800 times already in just Great. About five weeks. So I'm pretty happy. So
that's fantastic. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks. So, you know, who knows, by the time yours airs in a week or two, then it'll be even more. So awesome. Thanks, Marianne. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.